Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, they truly are the senior most pujaris in our whole movement. Pujari Seva is so special. It's regulated, same time, every day, 7 days a week, year after year after year. They're offering their devotional service. And Krishna's Navayovanam, he's ever fresh, ever new, ever youthful. And similarly, devotional service to the deities, when it is done with devotion, is ever increasingly sweet. Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, you know, they began the service of Radha Madhava when the deities were in a little hut in a rice paddy. And gradually, you know, various structures were being built in Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada made Mayapur our international headquarters. It's very much like the root of the tree of ISKCON. It's the place that Lord Chaitanya appeared. And it's a place that he, with the Panchatattva, established the Sankirtan movement for all the world. So service in Mayapur Dham is like watering the root of the tree of ISKCON, watering the root of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And serving the deities, Sri Sri Radha Madhav, Panchatattva, and Narasingha Dev is watering the root of the root. And these two brothers, Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, faithfully serve the deities year after year, decade after decade. And there were times in the history of Mayapur where there were brutal, dangerous attacks from outside forces with guns and with bombs and with knives. And there were times when there was heartbreaking social problems in Mayapur. Very difficult. And especially after His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada departed from this world, how to sustain and continue the faith, the enthusiasm, and the morale when there were so many challenges. And for those who have been in Sri Mayapur Dham for many years, or for devotees all over the world who are aware of the situation, we all appreciate that two foundational pillars built on the foundation of Srila Prabhupada's mercy that kept the project in Mayapur spiritually strong and stable is the example of Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. They worshipped the deities in the way they worshipped the devotees. There was not a differentiation. In India, sometimes people who are senior or people who are pujaris develop a certain type of pride that they have a special service. And certainly, Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu had the most special service of the senior most pujaris, personal, direct, intimate servants of Krishna and Sri Radha in our home movement. But as servants of the servants of the servants, they had such unfailing respect and appreciation and eagerness to serve each and every devotee, senior devotees, new devotees, they loved to serve. In fact, Srila Prabhupada himself, he gave the ultimate compliment to Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu together. He said, all they know is loving devotional service. When Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu would serve the deities together, when they would preach together, when they would dance together in kirtan, it thrilled our hearts. And over the years, there are many adults now who grew up from birth or from childhood in Mayapur. And one thing that's most dear to all of their hearts was the fatherly friendship that was given to them by Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. However busy with big festivals and pujas and so many projects going on in Mayapur, they always have time for everyone. There cannot be even a calculation to the loss of our movement. Such a humble, such a deeply devoted Vaishnav as Pankajangari Prabhu has very suddenly left us. Truly a devastation of separation for the Mayapur community and for the worldwide community.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.